Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner, Nathan Brennan, joyously in the other studio taking your calls at 866-961-1430, 866-961-1430. You can also text us. The number is exactly the same. The Reverend, Mr. I'm going to steal your girl, the Andrew Alex, sitting across from me. How are you?
Doing well, Paul, doing well. Excited for this, one of the best times of the week.
It is.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
I want Scott all to myself.
Scott Nason.
Scott.
I love Scott. Like a love song, baby.
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely. Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, my man?
Paul, doing great. Always a pleasure to be on your show and talk. Well, it's February. It's after the Super Bowl, but obviously the big news of the day, football. And yep. Ready to talk about it.
Indeed. And Nathan Brennan is what I would refer to as moist with anticipation for the 2021 NFL season to start, because he got himself a quarterback, Scott. You have been, you maybe more so than anyone else I know, are very critical of the quarterback position, especially in the NFL. What say you about Carson Wentz to the Colts?
Well, still trying to digest this whole thing, having looked at it just recently this afternoon. But I think the good news for Indianapolis, you didn't have to give up too much. You give up a third-round pick in next year's draft, a conditional 2022 second-round pick. That could turn into the first. And you're getting a quarterback that, you know, is maybe not at his best, especially this last season with Carson Wentz. Now, there is potential there. Obviously, he goes into a situation at Indianapolis that Philip Rivers, who maybe some people might put along the same lines as Carson Wentz, not that superstar quarterback, but certainly good enough to get them to the playoffs as he did last year. So I think there's value on both sides. Obviously, Philadelphia, you kind of saw the writing on the wall with this. Looks like they are full on board the Jalen Hurts trade. This obviously gives them a lot more cap room flexibility because Carson Wentz is going to cost them more, a couple round draft picks for Indianapolis. It's also going to cost them about $34 million in cap charges. So it's hard to say right now. I'm not a big Wentz guy. He hasn't proven much to me. It seems like his stock has dropped, but maybe a change of scenery might be the best for him and for the Colts. We'll just have to wait and see.
What do you think of it from a pure trade value perspective, though? Do you think that in that regard, Indianapolis kind of got off easy? Because that's kind of the narrative surrounding this, that it was kind of a train robbery.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at just the draft picks, especially when you look at what the Rams gave up for Stafford, obviously they gave up a bit more, including a quarterback and Jared Goff. So, you know, you give up a third rounder next year and a second or first rounder in 2023. Obviously, you take that cap charge or hit, whatever you want to call it, a dead money, I think cap is what it's called. So obviously that could come into play later on for the Colts, but you know what? You got to make a move right now because quarterbacks are a hot commodity, and Indianapolis certainly has theirs. And he's got a lot to prove to me, because Carson Wentz in the NFL outside that first season where he had pretty good numbers hasn't really looked good since.
Scott, I'm going to throw some numbers at you here. I want you to tell me what you see here. And these are Carson Wentz's QBR numbers since 2017. 78.5. First in the NFL, 62, 12th in the NFL, 62.8, 11th in the NFL, and 49.5, 28th in the NFL. Scott, what do you see?
I see somebody that's progressing the wrong way and certainly needs a change of scenery. And Philadelphia realized that. And again, this is a guy, you know, coming out of college that had a lot of, you know, a lot of positive things. And in his first season, he did. But it just hasn't been good for him. I mean, you look at his numbers last year, 16 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, completion percentage, 57%. That's not getting it done. And that's in a bad division, mind you. That's, you know, you look at Rivers' numbers. I mean, he completed 68% of his passes, 24 touchdowns, a little high on the interceptions with 11, but in a much better division. So Carson Wentz, again, I'm not a big fan. And we saw what Philadelphia did without him a few years ago, winning the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Indianapolis, again, you're going into a good situation. I would say certainly a better situation than Philadelphia as far as a well-rounded team. So he's certainly going to have some weapons to work with. You know, he's going to have some pretty good line protection, but he can't make those big mistakes that he's been prone to do over the past few years.
Well, there's one statistic, Scott, that Paul forgot to mention, that Carson Wentz sacked the most out of any other quarterback in the NFL last season. Definitely will not be the case in Indianapolis.
No, not at all. He's certainly going to have a lot more time back there. Philadelphia's offensive line was brutal, and certainly he's going to get more time to throw. We saw that with Rivers, who was fairly effective last season. But again, I go back to it. I'm a firm believer. You got to prove it to me if I'm going to talk good about you. And so far, Carson Wentz has proven nothing to me, especially the past three seasons.
Well, Scott, one statistic that Nathan Brennan failed to give you here was that Carson Wentz also led the league in interceptions last year, paging Jameis Winston.
Yeah, and again, a lot of that is a bad offensive line, but correct, a lot of that is also on Carson Wentz making bad decisions. Obviously, that wide receiving core in Philadelphia, I mean, they were banged up. They didn't have the star receivers. Indianapolis has solid wide receivers. I wouldn't say any of them are big stars. But, you know, Carson Wentz certainly got to be smiling today. He's going to team that made the playoffs, a team that's, you know, in a competitive division with Tennessee. And certainly all eyes are going to be on him in Indianapolis. They hope he's the savior. Phillip Rivers took that step forward, and now it's time, or it's up to Carson Wentz to see if they can continue that or possibly digress or regress, either one.
Looking at Philly's side, is Jalen Hurts the man of the future? Now, we know that this is a very, I don't want to say deep, but touted quarterback class with five quarterbacks projected to be picked around the first round, many of which in the top 10. Philly holds pick number 6. Would you be surprised to see them make a move here, or you think they're going to stick with Jalen Hurts for the time being?
It's tough because Hurts came in and looked good when he did. Obviously, didn't get them to the playoffs. And you look at these quarterbacks, I mean, there's five that could go in the top 15. There's four that could go in the top 8. In Philadelphia, I think, of all the teams in the top 7 or 8, probably have the biggest question mark as far as who's going to get a quarterback. I think the Jets get a quarterback. I think the Jaguars get a quarterback. I think Atlanta gets a quarterback. And then it's a big question mark with Philadelphia. I got to say it's 50-50 right now to me. I mean, Jalen Hurts proved some, but, you know, still I think there's a lot of questions as far as if he's the guy that's going to take you to the promised land, especially if you have a Trey Lance available or even a Mac Jones, who I don't think is going to go 7, but, you know, certainly somebody that could be looked at. So I'd say right now it's 50-50. I think they could go either way.
Scott, Wayne in Ohio texts in. Sometimes I like to read these verbatim. Sometimes I edit them. I'll read this one verbatim. Scott, how was your Valentine's Day? Being the smooth guy you are, a little candy, a little flower, then some bow chicka wow wow.
Yes, yes, and yes.
All right.
I had dinner, but I didn't cook it. Oh. I bought dinner, and my beautiful wife cooked it, so it was a good night.
All right. All right. That's fair.
Scotty, what's your thought at this point about Deshaun Watson? If you had to bet, on the move or staying in Houston?
Well, I don't know. If you had asked him this a week ago, I would say on the move. But, you know, right now there's a big question as far as where he can go and what, you know, Houston is going to allow him to do. I think if you put a gun to my head, which I certainly hope you wouldn't, and I had to answer, which I would if you put a gun to my head or now, I'd say right now Watson's staying. I just don't know what's going to happen with him. I think, again, there's a lot of eligible bachelors out there, so to speak, as far as quarterbacks. And right now, I think the trend seems to be to go, to keep Watson in Houston. I don't think anybody can get out of Houston right now with the weather they've had down there anyway. So maybe Watson's going to be stuck there for a while.
All right. So, Nathan Brennan, I want to offer you up a chance to have Scott Nason be your partner in Today in Sports Ooh. History Trivia.
Oh, boy.
There are four questions. Uh-huh. You right now, today, you have to answer three of them to win a Sprite Bomb. If you keep Scott Nason, it goes up to four. However, if you guys combine to sweep, you get two Sprite Bombs. Now, you don't have anything to lose, so... It's up to you.
How hard is that fourth question then?
I would put it at a solid 9.5 on a scale. Yeah, because it's a very. It, you know how you complain about the one or the other?
Right.
It's one of 43.
Fair. So it's a racing question. Scott, how well do you know your NASCAR / IndyCar?
I know they turn left a lot.
Well, your call, Scott. What do you think?
It's mediocre at best.
What do you think, Scott? You want to stay in or do you want out?
Well, let's go in. I got a three-leg parlay going on in Europa League, and I'm 3-for-3 right now. So let's go. I'm feeling lucky.
All right, you got any Americano sports that we can bet on tonight?
You know it. College basketball, Big Ten games, the big ones tonight.
Give us some hints. Who do you like?
He likes Michigan. He's a Juwan Howard fan.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Take Michigan in the points. They're looking really good.
He's a big Juwan Howard fan. All right, quick break. When we come back, Scott Nason and Nathan Brennan team up to try to win two Sprite Bombs. This is unprecedented. Well, it's not. Yeah, kind of unprecedented. We'll do it next.
Moderately precedented.
We're trying to spice things up. What else do we have? Carson Wentz talk?
Yeah,
we've beaten that horse. Yeah, all right. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.
Hey, Radford. Thanks for listening to ESPN Blacksburg, 93.1, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.